Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan Tanger Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson, TV Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And good evening in the Huron Arena. Seems like it's been a while since I've been here, been even longer since the Huron Tiger girls basketball team's been here, but we are ready for basketball tonight. Huron Tigers hosting the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles in girls basketball. Aberdeen is 8-6, Huron at 6-9. Huron has lost three of their last four. They'd like to get back on the track, but it'll be a tough matchup with an Aberdeen team that is, well, they play traditional basketball in my eyes. They have a couple of bigs. They like to put them down on the block, post up, seal off, get the high percentage shot, or do some high-low with both girls coming to the free throw line, then feeding their posting teammate underneath. And again, you don't see many back-to-the-basket players anymore, but that's what Aberdeen likes to do when things are clicking. That is the game that is working for the Golden Eagles. For the Huron Tigers, it's been a long stretch of road games. I think it's been a little over 2 weeks since the last time they played at home, but now at least they're back home now. And then after tonight, have a week off, so everybody, I'm sure, is ready for that rest as well. As you know what, we're only 2 weeks away from the end of the regular season. 2 weeks from tonight, both Huron Tiger teams will close out the regular season in Brandon Valley, then await the matchups for the Sodak 16. Talk to both coaches, Michaela Archigo, head coach of Aberdeen, in her third year, Cody Kaufman, in his second year as head coach of Huron. We'll talk to both coaches next after this timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our girls matchup at the arena tonight. Aberdeen visiting our Huron Tigers. Aberdeen head coach is Michaela Archigo, her third year as head coach of the Eagles. They come in with a record of 8-6 on the season. And coach, your thoughts, 8-6. I think your team almost looks to me like kind of indicative of double A. There's a lot of parity out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of schedules kind of dictate your record. And for us, we really had kind of a good start to our season as far as teams that we were playing and kind of getting some wins early, which allowed us to kind of settle in and get comfortable with the things that we were trying to accomplish. And we've really ran into some tougher teams as of late. So it'll be kind of nice to see if we can kind of find our footing. We've been in a couple of those tougher games as of late. But Huron's a team, too, where I've tried to tell our girls they're a team that they played a tough schedule early on. Any tough team they've played, they've been right there with them. So they're a team that I feel is definitely much better than a 6-8 record.
And I'm assuming going back to last year when I did this game, you're kind of the same team this year. As I call it throwback almost. You have girls that set up on the block. They post up. They seal off, get the high percentage shots. We don't always see that anymore.
Yeah, we don't really have any of those positionless players. You see a lot more girls that are that 5'8", 5'9", anymore in girls basketball. And we just don't really have that. We've got our 5'5", 5'2 guards, and then we've got our 6'6", 1 posts, and not much in between. So we've kind of got to work with what we've got, and we certainly try to get things done with that. But it does make it a little bit difficult when we come up against those 5'8", 5'9" guards.
And now here you come into Huron tonight, and Huron does have a little size to match up to you.
Yep, they have that 6'6", 1 down low, and then again, you know, I've talked about that 5'8", 5'7". Guards out on the perimeter, and we just don't really have much to match that size. So we've really got to make sure our guards handle the pressure, take care of the basketball, and really focus on making good, smart passes to limit our turnovers.
And wrap it up with this. We're just a couple of weeks away, hard to believe, but a couple of weeks away, and we're going to be talking SODAC 16. What are some of the things you want to see this crew work on so you're ready to go there in March?
Definitely rebounding and passing have been two things that we've talked a lot about, and we seem to generally be a pretty good rebounding team, and we definitely need that tonight with our shortness out on the perimeter, and then with being matched with the bigs on the inside, we definitely need to focus on that rebounding. And then at that ball handler position, we've got to focus on limiting our turnovers, because we certainly have struggled with that.
Mikhail Archigo, head coach of Aberdeen, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference, or the ESD. For the first 47 years of its existence, the ESD was simply a boys' athletic conference. Beginning in the 70s, girls' sports were added. In 1974, girls' track. In the 74-75 school year, gymnastics, golf, and tennis. In 75-76, girls' basketball. 91-92, volleyball.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Continue our pregame now, getting set for our girls' game here tonight at the arena. Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, come in with a record of 6-9. And Coach, Tuesday, Pierre, kind of a tale of two halves. I think you were pretty happy with how the girls played overall in the first half, down 4, but just seemed like the assignments we were getting correct in the first half kind of went away in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we executed what we needed to do in the first half defensively, and then you know, we made some tough shots in the first half on the offensive end. So, a better sign of what we'd seen probably in the last three games of execution-wise for a half. But unfortunately, you got to play a full basketball game, and especially against a good team like Pierce. So, you know, they come out and stuck it to us a little bit in the third quarter, and it was a little too late before we figured out and made the adjustments that we needed to make. So, hopefully, we show up tonight and we can execute, you know, for a full four quarters and get some shots to fall and see what happens.
And I guess first things first, nice to be back in the arena. It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, home sweet home, right? I mean, and it's been a couple of weeks since we've been home, and it hasn't been, you know, trips to Mitchell and Brookings. It's been Sioux Falls, Pierre, you know, out west. So that's what we said to the girls last night. We finally got to practice in the arena for the first time in over a week. So it's nice to be back. You know, there's no boys game tonight, so you know that there'll be a good crowd here. The weather's nice, so Huron will show out, and, you know, hopefully we can put on a good show for them.
Now Aberdeen Central comes in. They have a record of 8-6, and boy, to me, it almost looks like they're a throwback team. I'm going back to last year, and I think they're kind of the same. You don't see this much anymore, but put a post player at the block, try to seal, try to get the high percentage shot, almost a little 70s basketball here.
Yeah, and they don't just have one of them. They have two of them, you know, so they're big. They're very good at what they do. Their two big girls can seal on the post, seal on the block. They can catch it at the high post, and they look for each other. They're very good, and they're legit a two-headed monster. So, you know, and then they got some shooters on the outside as well. So they're a very formidable basketball team, and their record shows it. You know, they have to, you know, we're going to have to clog the paint and then hope that they miss some shots tonight.
And bottom line is a good, solid squad here. And we just need to get back on track. We had a half against Pierre, but we need the 32 minutes.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, the last good game we played was at home against Watertown, you know, and then we took that week off and had to go to Sioux Falls Roosevelt. And I don't think our last four games have been up to our par, up to our standard. We did get a win against Sturgis, but, again, that still wasn't up to the way we can potentially play basketball. So we need to find that again tonight. You know, we got five games left with 3 weeks left, and now's the time that we got to start, you know, progressing towards that SODAC 16 run. So, again, hopefully tonight our execution and our effort are where they need to be, and we'll walk out of here with a win when it's all said and done.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers. Timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard.
Dustin Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Himes, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hanson Himes, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Kiki Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard, sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Hyman, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Norris, senior, number 58, forward.
She's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year. And the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And we are back here at the arena. And first off, before anything else, honoring Hampton Hines. She reached 1,000 career points last Saturday in Sturgis. And she and Coach Kaufman are out on the arena floor right now. And a nice big poster being presented to Hampton. Big year for Hampton, her senior year. In volleyball, she went over 1,000 digs and 2,000 assists. Now in basketball, 1,000 career points. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, back with lineups and opening tip-off. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business.
Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Hops? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
The Curtis Ford KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And back here at the arena, here's the starting lineups. Aberdeen Central head coach Michaela Archigo, record of 8-6. They'll start Airlie Waldo, 5'5 senior. Madison Miller, 5'7 senior. Katie Withers, a 5'9 senior. Lauren Burkhardt, a 6'1 freshman. And Taryn Hermanson, a 6' sophomore. Here on Tigers, head coach Cody Kaufman, record of 6-9. Same starting lineup all season. This will be the 16th. Time, see that right? Yep, 16th consecutive time these girls have been the starting lineup. Allie Davis, 5'7 sophomore. Hilton Hines, a 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, calling our game tonight. Darren Berg, Chad Vosko, and Lee Johnson. They're the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Burkhardt will jump for Aberdeen, Heinen for Huron, a pair of six-footers in the center circle. And the tip is controlled by Aberdeen. Back to Hermanson. She'll give way in the middle there, and Waldo will set it up. Aberdeen wearing black. I guess Aberdeen, one of those schools that's now added black to their school colors, black with blue numbers, gold outlines. Huron in their home white with orange numbers and letters, orange and orange, black and white trim. On the right side, Burkhardt goes baseline and throws it away. Nicely defended there on the baseline by Kenzie Simmonsma. Burkhardt tried to kick it out to Waldo, threw it away, and Huron will have the ball. Aberdeen showing some pressure in the backcourt. Get it into Hilton Hines. Hilton will be checked by Withers. Hilton gets ahead of her into the front court, top of the key. Looks back left, Simmonsma hands it off to Davis. Davis, a little weave there, coming back up top. Right side, Hilton Hines. Hilton gets the screen, stops corner to lane, up top, feed to Hampton Hines. Three, top of the key, back of the rim, no good, and Hermanson can't haul in the rebound. It will remain in possession of the Huron Tigers. Just underway here at the arena, 3 minutes after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Hilton Hines will inbound it on the baseline below me. Hampton in the corner. Hampton comes around the perimeter. Now hands it off to Hilton in a big collision. That's going to be a blocking call on Madison Miller. First foul of the game goes against Aberdeen Central. Huron will inbound on the sideline by the Aberdeen bench. Davis in the corner. Hilton Hines can't get the shot off. Rounds around the perimeter. Deep three for Hilton Hines. Got it. couple of steps behind the three-point arc. Hilton Hines gives Huron the early lead, 3-0, just about a minute gone in the first quarter. Madison Miller gets the ball up ahead. Waldo, she's going to be trapped there, but gets through it. Waldo will drive, feed in the middle. Hermanson, a little fadeaway, no good. And Heinen going to come out with the rebound. She's double-teamed, gets it off to Hilton Hines, and Hilton on the move, coming up the right side of the floor. Cross-court, Hampton fakes the three, drives, gives to Davis on the left wing. Alley into the paint, floater from 10, got it. Allie Davis with the bucket off the feed from Hampton Hines. Here on up 5-0, minute and a half gone, first quarter. Into the front court, Madison Miller, cut off by Simmonsma and went out of bounds. Again, Simmonsma just kept her position there right on the sideline, and Miller just decided she was going to keep dribbling. The ball turns over to the Huron Tigers. Good start for Huron. Hilton Hines gets the Tigers in the offense. Hampton on the right side. She has Madison Miller on her. Drives right by her. Blaze it up short. Had a good look, but saw Burkhard looming and put it up a little short. Rebound for Aberdeen. Waldo into the front court. Dribbles left. Has Withers on the left wing. Back up top, Hermanson. Swing it right side. Believe that's Miller. Kind of hard to see those Aberdeen numbers. Lob low post inside Hermanson. Puts it off glass. Too strong. And Heinen there with the rebound. Up into the front court. Hampton Hines gets a screen from Heinen. Now drives. Goes to the block. Blocked by Burkhardt. Big time rejection. But Dally Davis saves it on the perimeter. And Huron still has possession. Hilton Hines picks up her dribble. Left side Davis. Davis a screen from Simmonsma in the corner. Hampton Hines, deep three, is short. Long rebound, and Burkhardt controls for Aberdeen. 5-0 here on, 5:20 to go. First quarter just underway here at the arena. Withers on the right wing, comes up top. Burkhardt trying to get that high-low going. Left side, and the ball deflected out of bounds by Davis. Our first sub comes into the game for Aberdeen. And that is number 13, Emma Dorr, a sophomore. Again, hard to see those numbers up here. And again, black uniforms with blue numbers. They do have the gold outline, yes. Hermanson high post, dump it in low, knocked away by Simmonsma. Huron was ready defensively there, picked up by Hampton Hines. Hampton into the front court, left side, and we have a foul going to go on Aberdeen. Kenzie Simmonsma set a screen and got plowed over. And Madison Miller, two quick fouls. And she'll come out of the game as in for Aberdeen is Ava Yeske. Inbounds up top, Hilton Hines. Dribbles off to the right. Feeds in the middle. Heinen down low. Blocked by Burkhardt. And picked out of there by Aberdeen. Still 5-0 here on, 4:40 to go, first quarter. Get it off on the right side. Hermanson goes down low and overthrows Burkhardt. Again, trying the high-low, and Huron defending it well, and the lob went out of the hands of Burkhardt. Jane's in, Simmonsma out for Huron, so now somebody's going to have to have a mismatch there defensively when Aberdeen gets the ball back. 5-0 here on, 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Heinen sets the screen for Hilton Hines. Hilton dribbles to the right. Up top, Hampton. Hampton fakes, drives, kick out to James. James into the paint. Kick out three for Davis. No good. Rebound, Hermanson. Huron's went cold after hitting a three and a two. And we're still 5-0 midway through the first quarter. Aberdeen on the attack. Get it off right side. Yeske. Low post. Hermanson. A nice catch underneath, but then puts it up too strong. And the rebound. And Hilton Hines hits it off an Aberdeen player. Or Dally Davis, excuse me. Allie Davis hits it off the chest of a Aberdeen player. And the ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. Good hustle there. And right now, Huron looks a little more sharp and focused than they had the last few games. Aberdeen coming in with a lot of new girls. Now Taylor Like, a senior, into the game for Aberdeen. Burkhardt and Waldo, I believe they're the only starters on the floor here now with 3:47 to go, first quarter. Bounce pass left side, Allison James for the Huron Tigers. Up top, Heinen looking to swing. Cut, nothing there. Pop out left side, Hampton Hines. Hampton gets a screen. Now she'll drive, and she traveled with it. It looked like a Euro step, and she thinks she didn't travel, but the official said she did. Turnover to Aberdeen. Waldo will bring the ball up, being checked by Davis into the front court. Get it off on the left side to Yeske, and throws the ball away. Another turnover. Aberdeen, a lot of turnovers. Huron's got to start taking advantage. They haven't scored probably four or five trips up the floor. Hilton Hines gets a screen, top of the key, bounce pass Heinen on the baseline, double teamed underneath, shot up, no good, gets her own rebound, misses again, and then we'll have a jump ball. Possession will stay with Huron. Well, Burkhardt is lurking on anybody that tries to shoot close to the basket. Simmons my end, Heinen out for Huron. And trying to see who came in. Kennedy Withers into the game for Aberdeen. Low post, Simmonsmo will back it out against Hermanson. Now in the corner, it's Davis. Davis isolated there, will go baseline, cut off by the double team. Give it to Simmonsmo up top. Hampton Hines, 2 seconds on the shot clock, got to shoot, and we don't. Shot clock violation. I think we lost track of the shot clock, and the ball will belong to the Huron Tiger, or to the Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles. Aberdeen fans are upset about something. I'm really not sure what. Aberdeen into the front court with Waldo. Gets it off on the right side. Taylor Like back around the perimeter. Holding it on left side. Door a couple of dribbles. Now Like will go down towards the corner. They're trying to post up Hermanson. There the lob is in to Hermanson. To the block, to the hoop. Hermanson gets Aberdeen on the board. It's 5-2. With 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Hilton Hines gets the inbound, now bringing the ball up against Waldo. Now slows it up and gets it across the timeline. James, left side, hands it off to Davis. Davis gets a screen, top of the key. Now lob Hilton Hines on the baseline. She'll drive, got hacked. Foul going to be called. See if they give her free throws on that. Almost looked like her feet are on the floor, but Hilton is heading to the free throw line. And they will give her two shots. We'll take it. Two shots coming up for Hilton Hines. As a three-point shot here in the first quarter. The foul is on Waldo, her first, third team on Aberdeen. First free throw. Good for Hilton Hines. That breaks a rather long drought for Huron scoring. We're at a minute 55 to go, first quarter. Tatum Peterson in, senior for the first time for Huron. Back in for Aberdeen is Katie Withers. And I believe Burkhardt came back in for Aberdeen as well. One more shot for sophomore Hilton Hines. Got them both. She's got five. And Heinen in, Janes out for Huron. 7-2 Huron leading. We're just inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. As Waldo will bring the ball up, Huron not pressing at this point. Get it on the right side to Like. Like fake, steps in, takes the 18-footer, got it. Taylor Like hits one from outside, 7-4. Huron's lead cut to 3, minute 39 to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines into the front court, cross court Simmonsma. Hands it off Hampton Hines. Hampton gets a screen, top of the key. Roll to Heinen underneath and gets it stopped again by Burkhardt. And Aberdeen with the loose ball into the front court. Right side Withers gets a screen from Hermanson, brings it up top of the key. Flips it back to Burkhardt up top. Feet in the corner to Waldo. Left side Like. Like a couple of dribbles. During 1 minute to go, first quarter, getting down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Ball thrown away. Tried to get into Hermanson and picked off by Hampton Hines. Hampton three, right wing. Front of the rim, no good. And the rebound out of bounds. And who's going to get the ball? I think we might have had a foul on the play. Discussion between the officials here. And it will be Aberdeen ball. 53 seconds to go, first quarter. Slow start for both teams offensively. Huron's got to feel like they should be up more than just three at 7-4. Aberdeen right side, there's a foul on Hilton Hines. First of the game against the Huron Tigers. She bit on a fake there by Yeske. Aberdeen will inbound it by the Tiger bench. Up top, get it to Waldo. Here on back in their zone. Dump it in. Hermanson, low post, double teamed. Steps through it, shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound, gets fouled. Well, it's one thing to get her to miss the shot, but then you got to get a body on her, get in front of her, because they're very adept at rebounding. Coach Archigo said that's one of their main strengths is rebounding. You can see why with the length of both Hermanson and Burkhard. Foul on Simmonsma is her first, second team, and Hermanson misses on the first free throw. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter, so shot clock will be off after this free throw by Hermanson. Missed them both. Rebound Simmonsma underneath for Huron. Hampton Hines will bring the ball up this time. Again, shot clock off inside of 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Simmonsma hands it off to Hilton Hines. See if Huron can take it down for one shot. Hampton Hines fakes, now drives, pulls up an 18-footer. No good. Burkhard with the rebound. Back comes Aberdeen, a chance to score here with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter, down three. Hermanson steps, she'll just force up a three, no good, and Simmonsma has the rebound, and that will end the first quarter. 7-4, Huron leads Aberdeen. Timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Be stored in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Offense added a premium after that first quarter. And Huron 2 of 13, Aberdeen 2 of 7 from the field. Aberdeen possession to start the second quarter. Have it out on the right wing with Yeske. Top of the key, 3 is good for Withers. Katie Withers hits the 3, and we're tied at 7 on the first possession of the second quarter. Hilton Hines gets the ball into the front court. Bounce pass right side. Hampton Hines gets the screen. Hampton still on the drive. Simmonsma swings it left side. Hilton Hines. Hilton has a lane. Stops back outside Simmonsma and gets it to Hampton Hines. Heinen top of the key. Right side Davis. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Roll. Hermanson defended it well. Pick and roll. And then the ball deflected. But Aberdeen still controls. They'll get the ball up into the front court with Yeske. And Aberdeen can set it up, looking for their first lead here of the ball game. We're 1 minute into the second quarter, tied at 7. Stepping outside again is Ava Yeske. Flip it left side, Waldo up top. There's Withers, another 3. That one falls short. Rebound, and a foul going to go on Aberdeen. Heinen gets the board. And the foul on the Golden Eagles. Goes on Burkhard, or excuse me, Hermanson, her first. First team here in the second quarter, either way. Tied at 7, low scoring game. Hilton Hines into the front court, dribbles up, gets it to the left side. Simmonsma pops out on the wing. Now Heinen, top of the key. They're trying to post up Hampton Hines. She'll back it out with Waldo on her. Starts the drive, open 3. Hilton Hines, left elbow, got it. Hilton Hines drains her second 3. She's got 8 of the 10 for Huron. Huron up 10-7. 6:20 to go, first half. Here's the lob down low. Hermanson double team, banks it in for 2. She just catches and shoots. Second bucket of the game for Hermanson, 10-9. Huron up 1. Hampton Hines into the front court, goes baseline, and a blocking call going to go on Waldo. That'll be the second on Waldo and the second team on Aberdeen. Emma Dorr back into the game for the Golden Eagles. And right now we'll see if, well, Huron's going to inbound. I think they wanted to sub in for Waldo. Three is good. Hampton Hines hits the three. Thought she got fouled afterward, but it still counts a three. And Huron up 13-9 inside of 6 minutes to go, first half. Up top, Burkhard wants three. She answers for Aberdeen. Burkhard, her first shot of the game. And back to a one-point deficit, 13-12, Huron on top. Hampton Hines back out on that right wing, drives, it's cleared out, leans in, baseline too strong, and the rebound underneath for Burkhard. Aberdeen again, a chance for their first lead of the game. Dorr on the right wing, gets it up top, Burkhard. Waldo now releasing the corner, three for Withers, no good. Rebound, Hampton Hines battling and gets it on the baseline, and double teamed, and who's going to have the ball? The officials come together. Aberdeen's getting a little upset with the physical play of Hampton Hines, but, well, they're being a little physical themselves on the double teams, I'll say that. And it will be Aberdeen ball after a discussion by the officials. 5:09 to go in the first half. Inbounds comes to a door. Come back cross court. Back into the game is Taylor Like. Lob in, low post, Burkhard gets undercut by Hilton Hines. Two free throws coming up for Lauren Burkhard, just a freshman. Hilton Hines picks up her second. That'll be something for Kaufman to think about there on the Huron bench. Not a lot of fouls, but I think there's only been three called on Huron, but two have been on Hilton Hines. Free throw is good for Burkhard. She's got four all here in the second quarter. We're tied at 13, and Aberdeen a chance for their first lead here in the first half. 5:02 to go in the second quarter. Burkhard, second free throw is good. Hit them both. And Aberdeen has their first lead at 14-13, 5 minutes to go in the first half. Hilton Hines into the front court. A little crossover there, and the foul going to go on Dorr. She'll pick up her first, third team on Aberdeen Central. Into the game for Aberdeen, Kennedy Withers, sophomore, as Hermanson comes off. Huron will inbound on the sideline right by the Aberdeen bench. Archigo having a little conversation with the official. Allie Davis lobs it up top, threw it away, threw it right to Burkhard. Back the other way we go, Burkhard. We'll take it in for the left-handed layup. Burkhard has 7 points all here in the first 3 minutes plus of the second quarter. Aberdeen's up 16-13. Huron could use a bucket, obviously. Hilton Hines, right wing. Up top, Davis. Swing it left side. Hampton back up top of the key. Hampton looking to drive. Goes baseline. Davis leans in, double-teamed, and she's going to get tied up. Jump ball. Possession will stay on the Huron end. Right now, nobody wants any part of Lauren Burkhard if they go into the paint close to the hoop. Simmons by in, Allie Davis out for Huron. Janes is on the floor, by the way, too. Inbounds, Hampton Hines in the corner, handed off to Hilton. Hilton gets a screen from Simmonsma, tries to drive the paint, stops, and a foul going to go on Aberdeen. That'll be team foul number four on Aberdeen. Next one puts Huron in the bonus for the rest of the half. Fouls on Withers, her first. Back in for Aberdeen is Yeske. Inbounds, Hampton Hines pulls the trigger for three. It's short, long rebound, and Aberdeen going to get it in the corner. Aberdeen up 16-13. Huron in a dry spell offensively. Front court, Yeske has it on the right wing. Trying to post up Burkhard now with Hermanson on the bench for the time being. Inyeski on that right wing, laying off her right now, allowing, telling her she can shoot if she wants. Left side, here's the drive baseline and a hand check call. Going to go on Hilton Hines, and Hilton Hines picks up her third. They're going to have to get her off the floor now. Hilton with 8 points, but picks up her third personal with 3:49 to go in the first half, and she'll get a seat here, I'm sure, for the remainder of the second quarter. Tatum Peterson in for Huron. Hermanson back in for Aberdeen. Golden Eagles looking to inbound, get it all the way up top. Aberdeen on a 7-0 run here in the second quarter. High post. Flick it left side. Open three is way off the mark. Out of bounds. Nobody touched it. Air ball there by Dorr, and you can make a case that there should have been a foul called on Aberdeen. I believe it was Yeske. Yeske tried to push Kenzie Simmonsma into the ball as it was going out of bounds. Huron with the ball into the front court. Again, need to score. It's been a dry spell. Hand off to James, and foul going to go on Aberdeen, and that's going to put Huron in the bonus. Two shots coming up, I assume, for Allison James. Yep, Allison James, and that's foul number three. Nope, that's Hilton Hines. That's foul number one on Withers, Kennedy Withers. Free throw for James is good. Allison in the scorebook with a point. First point in a while for Huron. Burkhardt checks back in for Aberdeen as Kennedy Withers comes off. Second shot for James, no good, and Burkhardt there with the board. 3:25 to go in the first half. Aberdeen 16, Huron 14. Into the front court, door comes off left side. Taylor Like lob it in. Stewart right to a Simmonsma. Simmonsma gets rid of it, and Hampton Hines will bring the ball up. Left side, Simmonsma hands it off. Allison James. James around the perimeter. And had the ball's hooked and stolen, Like with the loose ball down the floor. She'll drive, throw it back, and the ball deflected and stolen by Peterson, and Huron will use a timeout. I believe it was James that deflected the pass, and then Peterson able to grab it. And Huron uses a timeout. 30-second break, 2:54 to go, first half, 16-14 Huron. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Feeding, are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
2:54 to go in the first half. Aberdeen 16, Huron 14. Full court pressure by Aberdeen off the Huron timeout. James will bring it into the front court. Dribble off to the right. Now picked up or dribble. Cross court it comes to Peterson. High post Heinen. Heinen looks back door right side. James wants three. Got it. Allison James has scored the last 4 points for Huron, and Huron up one, 17-16, 2.5 minutes to go in the first half. Aberdeen into the front court. Stop, now tip their left side. It goes to Yeske. Hermanson up top, reverse it right side. Can't read the number. Burkhardt, top of the key. Here's the lob in, low post, Hermanson, double team, shoots over it, no good, tries to use the glass, rebound ricochets out, and controlled by James. Hampton Hines into the front court, screen from Simmonsma, flips back up top, handed back off to Hampton Hines, reset the offense inside of 2 minutes to go, first half, Huron up one. We have a whistle away from the ball, a moving screen, gonna go on Huron, I presume it'll be on Simmonsma, I think Kenzie gets caught doing that once a game. Second foul on Simmonsma. Third team on Huron. Simmonsma will come out. Allie Davis back in for Huron. Remember, Hilton Hines already on the bench with three. Don't want to add Simmonsma to that third foul club. Aberdeen down one with the ball. Bring into the front court with Dorr. Left side, Yeske. Hermanson double teamed out away from the basket. Now get it back up top, Withers. Left side, open three is too strong. Ball tipped out and still working for it, and it'll be Huron ball. I'd say Burkhardt got away with one there as she kind of pushed off on Heinen, but hey, Huron's going to get the ball anyway, so we'll take that break. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Huron up one, foul in the backcourt, going to go on Aberdeen. That will put Allison James to the line to shoot two. Foul is on Yeske. That is her first. But already in the bonus here, two shots for Allison James. Jane's one of two on the free throw line. She has scored the last 4 points for Huron. Huron leads 17-16. Free throw no good. She'll try to salvage the back end. Second touch for Jane's, no good. Missed them both. Long rebound comes out. Aberdeen controls. The Hurons left a lot of points out there in this first half. They lead 17-16. Aberdeen with possession. Yeske shovels to Hermanson way outside. Now Withers at the top of the key. Withers dribbles left. Trying to look inside. Withers in the corner. She'll drive right into a double team. Peterson almost got the steal. The low post. There it goes to Hermanson. Double team. Kick out. Burkhard wants three. In and out. Long rebound out. And James controls for Huron. 53 seconds to go. First half. Huron pushes Davis into the front court. Backs it out. Hampton Hines right wing. Hampton fakes left. Goes right. Pulls up with a 10-foot floater. No good. Rebound Aberdeen. 37 seconds to go, first half, so shot clock still on. Aberdeen down one. Fake there on the right side by Withers. She'll drive to the free throw line, deflected, but picked up by Burkhard. Low post, trying to get it to Hermanson. Ball slapped away. Picked up by Aberdeen. Low post, triple, quadruple team on Hermanson. And she's stripped, but then Allie Davis travels with it. She wanted to get the ball up ahead and just didn't have the numbers, so Huron forces the turnover, but turns it right back. Now Aberdeen can hold it for one shot with 16 seconds to go in the first half. Chloe Carr will come in for the first time for Huron, replace Allison James, just get a little more height on the floor with both Burkhart and Hermanson on the floor for Aberdeen. Ball tipped away by Peterson. They tried to force it into Burkhard. Tatum Peterson tipped it away. Chloe Carr picks up the loose ball. 8, 7 seconds to go. Three for Hampton Hines. No good. Rebound Burkhard has 3 seconds to work with. She'll get a shot off at the buzzer. Ooh, almost got it to go. At the half, it's Huron 17, Aberdeen 16. Timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
With incredible savings, it's the New Year Blowout Sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year Blowout Sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime at the arena, low-scoring game. Both teams have struggled to get the offense going consistently. Huron does lead 17-16. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Not a lot of double-A going on tonight. East River, and there's just two girls' games on this one. Then Watertown leading Roosevelt 26-14 at halftime. Lower levels today. In the JV, Aberdeen defeated Huron 48-42. In the C game, Aberdeen wins it 42-36. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. At the half, 17-16 Huron. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Run down the halftime stats on Dakota Sports.
It changes their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Porish a call today. See the best.
Hi. I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime at the Huron Arena. Huron 17, Aberdeen 16. Again, both teams struggling to score the ball. For Aberdeen, 7 for Lauren Burkhart, and those 7 came in about the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Taryn Hermanson had 4 points and 3 for Katie Withers. For Huron, 8 points for Hilton Hines. She sat out the last half of the second quarter. After picking up her third foul, Allison James with 4-3 for Hampton Hines, 2 for Allie Davis. Shooting in the first half, Aberdeen was 6 of 18 for 33%, 2 of 9 on threes for 22%. Huron 5 of 20 from the field, 25%, 4 of 11 from the three-point arc, and that's 36%. Free throw shooting, Aberdeen 2 of 4, Huron 3 of 6. Aberdeen with 18 rebounds, 6 by Lauren Burkhart, and it seems like, felt like that half, she had about twice that many on rebounds. Huron with 12 rebounds, 4 for Lizzie Heinen, and those are the halftime totals. Gets 11 turnovers for Aberdeen, 7 for Huron. They credit Burkhart with 3 block shots, and again, it seemed like she had more than that. Halftime, it's Huron 17, Aberdeen 16. Same two schools go at it tomorrow night, but we will head up north. Huron at Aberdeen for boys basketball tomorrow night. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock with the tip-off here on Tiger 95, and also live streaming video on YouTube here on SD Radio Sports. We'll take a two-minute timeout, come back, get set for our second half on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here of Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedic, sports injuries,
spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Ready to go with the second half. What are we doing? Oh, okay. Not sure what that announcement was all about. So start the second half, and if either team could knock down a couple of shots here to begin the second half, boy, that would be really give that team an advantage because both teams have just struggled to shoot the ball. Huron had more shots than Aberdeen, but Aberdeen had a few more turnovers, which kind of explains the difference. Aberdeen will have the ball to begin the second half coming towards me for the third and fourth quarters. Start the second half. Aberdeen has Waldo into the front court. Now stopped by Allie Davis. Get Burkhardt left side. Starting the second half is Emma Dorr for Aberdeen. Low post. Hermanson double teamed. Puts up the baby hook. No good. Rebound Allie Davis. Davis came out with some helping defense. Long pass up the floor. Heinen collects her feet and can't get the layup off. But Aberdeen can't contain the rebound. It will turn or stay with the Huron Tigers. Long pass to Heinen. Heinen made a nice catch of the ball, but then was having trouble collecting her feet. Huron, though, will get a second chance here on the possession. Lob comes in the middle. Dangerous pass, and we're going to have a foul on who? Foul's going to go on Aberdeen. Boy, didn't really see where there would have been a foul either way. Both girls were going for the ball, but Airly Waldo, point guard, picks up her third personal. Inbounds for Huron. Davis on the right wing. Ball slapped away. Gets control. Now slapped away again. Low post inside to Heinen. Underneath. Reverse layup. Too strong. And Simmonsma picks up her third foul as she was blocked out by Hermanson. So now both teams have a starter with three fouls. Well, Huron has two starters as Simmonsma picks up her third. Hilton Nine starts the second half with three. Back into the game for Aberdeen is Ava Yeske. Now Aberdeen a chance to get the lead here. We're just starting the second half. Golden Eagles on the attack. Right side, they work the perimeter. Again, trying to get the post player shook out. Shot long, three up, no good. And Allison James with the rebound. And then getting double teamed. And what do we have? Jump ball, and possession will stay with the Huron Tigers. Was a deep three way out there. I believe that was Yeske that launched that one. Huron will have the ball on the possession arrow. 1 minute gone in the third quarter. Still 17-16 Huron. Neither team has scored. Hilton Hines has a lane. Drives, draws contact. Two shots for Hilton Hines. Hines with 8 points in the first half. 2 of 2 shooting from the field. 2 of 2 free throws. But again, sat out, I'd say, at least the last 4 minutes. of the second quarter after picking up her third personal. Free throw is good for Hilton. Huron scores first here in the third quarter. It's 18-16. Fouls on Dorr, her second team on Aberdeen. Second shot for Hilton Hines, good. She's 4 for 4 from the line, double figures with 10 points. Huron up 3, 19-16. Dorr gets the ball into the front court, runs the offense for Aberdeen. Up high, Burkhart come off to the left. To Yeske, back door, Burkhart underneath the basket, has to kick out, and a reach going to go either on Heinen, I believe. Yep, on Heinen. Heinen just her first. Second team. Two team fouls apiece here, and we haven't even played a minute and a half here of the third quarter. Laucoon's way outside Burkhart. Left side door, low post, Hermanson double teamed. Kicks it back in the middle of Burkhart, a little 5-foot jumper, no good. Heinen has the board. Huron really plugging up the middle into the front court. Davis stops, waits for Hampton Hines. Three off the left wing, no good. Hampton has not been able to dial in that long shot. Rebound for Aberdeen. 6:10 to go in the third quarter, 19-16 Huron. Burkhart up top. Flips the ball to Withers. Withers has Davis on her. Burkhart back left side, outside. Hand it off to Yeske. Open three, left wing, Withers way short. Rebound comes straight down to James, and it'll be a jump ball, and possession will stay with Aberdeen. 5:50 to go third quarter, and both teams have just struggled to get anything going on offense. Inbounds, Aberdeen, get it outside to Dorr. Dorr, top of the key, three is good for Withers, and Aberdeen ties it at 19. Withers, 6 points on a pair of threes. 19-19, 5:35 to go, third quarter. Hilton Hines gives to Hampton. Hampton, a screen from Heinen. Now Hampton, oh, was going to shoot, but lost the ball. Top of the key, left side, wide open three. Hilton Hines, it's short, and on the rebound, a foul going to go on Huron. And Lizzie Heinen picks up a quick second foul. I believe it's on Heinen. Nope, it's on Hampton Hines. Take that back. Hampton Hines with the foul. Her first. Tied at 19, and Aberdeen a chance to take the lead here now with 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Into the front court. Back into the game for Aberdeen is Taylor Like. Get it off on the left side. Yeske, low post, Hermanson puts up the baby hook, no good. Rebound tipped out, Hampton Hines controls for Huron. Still tied at 19, inside of 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Hilton Hines, top of the key, back door wide open, Allie Davis for the layup. Allie just kind of hit there on the baseline, in front of the baseline, gets her second bucket. Nice pass from Hilton Hines, it's 21-19 Huron. Aberdeen now, Withers, high post. Like with the 15-footer, it's good. Corner of the lane, and Aberdeen answers. We're tied at 21. Now Huron into the front court. Hilton Hines dribbles off to the right. Back up, top of the key. Left side, Davis. Davis a few dribbles, free throw line. Hilton Hines on the right wing. Top of the key again. Here's the drive. Hampton Hines scoop shot off the right wing. Or right block, no good, and she was thinking about Burkhart looming there and put too much arch on it. Aberdeen a chance for their first lead of the second half. Three for Burkhart, no good. Offensive rebound, Hermanson up and in. Hermanson with the bucket, she's got six, and Aberdeen first lead of the second half at 23-21. Some pressure in the backcourt. Hilton Hines gets away up the corner, three for Hampton Hines. Boy, Hampton just can't dial in that shot. Offensive rebound, Heinen gets in the middle to Davis. Scramble and a foul going to go on Aberdeen. 3:39 to go, third quarter. Aberdeen 23, Huron 21. Yeske with the foul, and we have a timeout on the floor. The second foul on Yeske. Timeout with 3:39 to go in the third quarter. Aberdeen up 23-21. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Attention, Tiger fans. Show your school spirit.
leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's
605-353-8518. Dakota Sports KIJD, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
3:39 to go, third quarter, full timeout by Huron. They have three remaining. Aberdeen has yet to use a timeout. Inbounds, Davis in the corner. Looking inside, there's the post up. Heinen shoots over Burkhart. Baby hook for two. First bucket of the game for Heinen as she just went right over Burkhart. We're tied at 23. 3:25 to go, third quarter. Aberdeen on the attack. Left side, Like. Like gets it back up top the key. Withers. Reverse right side, Kennedy Withers. Cross court, open 15-footer. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Kennedy Withers. And Aberdeen will get another opportunity. That was Donut on the miss. But Aberdeen, a second chance here. Withers drives. Floater from 10. Blocked by Heinen. And then, oh, they're going to call foul on Huron. Boy, that looked like a big-time travel by Withers as she was trying to go reverse layup. But they call the foul on Heinen. That's her second. I'm not doubting there was a foul, but it sure looked like there was more than one step before there was any contact. Free throw no good for Withers. Neither team has been able to knock down free throws consistently, although we haven't shot a lot of them. Tatum Peterson in, replacing Allie Davis. Second free throw is good. Got one out of two for Withers. And Aberdeen up one, 24-23, inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. So Hilton Hines will bring the ball up, being checked in the backcourt by Donut. Gets across the timeline, dribbles off to the left. Cross court, Hampton Hines. Hampton, a screen from Heinen. Left side, Peterson. Gives it back to Hilton Hines. Hilton, top of the key. James on the right side. Couple of dribbles, trying to post up Heinen. She and Burkhart really battling for a position. Hampton Hines with the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Screen set for James coming around the perimeter. Open three. Hilton Hines left wing. No good. Rebound, and Heinen's going to be called for the push off there. That one was easy to see. Just like that, Heinen with three fouls. She had none coming into the third quarter. 2:23 to go in the third. And the fifth team foul in Huron as well, so it's bonus for Aberdeen. And Huron's going to have to go small with Simmonsma on the bench with three. Nope, she's going to come back in now, but not till after the first free throw here for Burkhard. Lauren, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 7 points. Aberdeen up 24-23. First shot for Burkhart is good. That gives her 8. She leads Aberdeen in the score sheet today. Davis and Simmonsma in. Heinen and James out for Huron. One more shot for Lauren Burkhart. Aberdeen up 2 with the free throw pending. 2:23 to go, third quarter. Second shot is good, and Aberdeen gets the lead back to 3. I believe this equals their biggest lead of the game. Huron could use a bucket here once again, but balls in the basket have been at a premium tonight. Hilton Hines coming to right side, gives to Hampton on the wing. Screen, she goes the other way, pulls up, 10-footer, front of the iron, no good. Hermanson has the board. Aberdeen a chance to open their biggest lead of the game with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Left side, it's Like. Couple of fakes back up top. Doing it right side, swinging in the corner, baseline. Lean in, 10-footer block from behind, but a foul going to go on Tatum Peterson. And that will put Aberdeen to the free throw line. Emma Dorr will shoot two. Dorr has not shot a free throw in the game, has not scored, but Aberdeen right now just trying to take some control here. Late in the third quarter, up three with two free throws coming up. First free throw is good. And all of a sudden, Aberdeen starting to solve that free throw issue as they've hit four in a row. Now up by four, 27-23. Second free throw is nothing but net. Dorr hits both of them, and Aberdeen up five, 28-23. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. Right now, you just don't want to let Aberdeen get too much separation. Inbounds to Hilton Hines, and boy, they could have called that foul before the ball ever got inbounded. They do call it on Donut. That's her first, fourth team on Aberdeen. She was really putting some muscle on Hilton Hines. Huron will inbound it from the sideline. Both teams will need the bonus. Now the rest of the third quarter. Inbounds, bounce pass Hilton Hines. She'll bring the ball up. Try to use a screen from Simmonsma into the front court. Dribbles off to the left. Flips to Davis on the wing. Alley up top, Simmonsma. Kenzie squares up on Hermanson, right side, Hilton Hines. Hilton tried the roll, not there. Aberdeen really plugging up the middle. Now here's the drive, Hilton Hines, eye off the glass for two, count it. Oh, she put that high off the window over Burkhard, got it to drop, and Lauren picks up a foul as well. Tough shot, it went in. Burkhard picks up her first. And Hampton Hines, her first bucket of the second half. She's got five with a free throw pending. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. Huron really needed that one. Hines with the free throw. It's good. Huron back within two. 28-26. Minute 25 to go, third quarter. Dorr gets it into the front court for Aberdeen. Left side, Yeske, low post. There's Burkhardt at the block, kicks out. Yeske wants three and answers for Aberdeen. Yeske, her first bucket of the game. Aberdeen back up five, 31-26, as we near 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Hilton Hines in the front court, dribbles off to the left, finds Hampton on the wing. Hampton, couple of screens. Now Hilton in the corner. Hilton will go baseline, finds Burkhardt, back door to Peterson, looked like a double dribble. We'll play on. Hampton Hines with the drive. Back door open to Peterson for the layup. Sweet pass from Hampton Hines to Tatum Peterson. Here on back within three. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Burkhardt at the top of the key. Aberdeen works the perimeter. Three in the corner. Got it again. Aberdeen eating it up from outside. That was Katie Withers. She's in double figures with 10 3-3s. Aberdeen, their biggest lead, 6 points. 20 seconds to go, third quarter. Peterson starts the drive, flips it back to Hilton Hines. Hilton goes baseline. We have a whistle and a foul going to go on Aberdeen, and that's going to put Hilton Hines to the line. I thought it was Peterson, but it'll be Hilton Hines to the line as Burkhardt picks up a quick second foul. Just had her first the last time down the floor. 14 seconds to go, third quarter. Aberdeen is up six, and I think this should be actually... I thought so. Yeah, it's Tatum Peterson that should be shooting the free throw. And Tatum Peterson will shoot two. Tatum with a bucket in the third quarter. Free throw is good. Here I'm back within five, 34-29, with one more free throw to go. 14 seconds left here in the third quarter. Peterson, second free throw, good. Tatum with four. And James in, Peterson out for Huron. So Aberdeen, 14 seconds to work with. Aberdeen, though, has been able to hit some threes. They have three of them here in the third quarter. Quickly up the floor comes Dorr. Burkhardt, now she'll drive. Shoot over Simmonsma, banked it in. Tough shot, tough angle. Burkhardt banked it in. And that will end the third quarter in Aberdeen, a 6-point lead. Aberdeen 36, Huron 30. Timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Head to the fourth quarter, Aberdeen 36, Huron 30. Biggest lead, I believe, of the game for Aberdeen. Huron will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Allison James will start the fourth quarter along with the Hine sisters, Heinen and Simmonsma. 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron, starting the fourth quarter. Hilton Hines dribbles off to the right. Goes baseline Heinen underneath the basket. Kick out James. James back outside Hampton Hines. Hampton will drive. Kick out James. Fake. Steps in. Traveled with it. Turnover to Aberdeen. Huron trying to move the ball there, but moved without putting the ball on the floor. And Aberdeen a chance to extend the lead. Well, Huron's got to get some stops, but as much as anything, start cranking up the offense. It's been a struggle all night. On the right side, Yeski, low post, Termanson over Heinen, banks it in for 2-8 for Termanson, and Aberdeen extends the lead to 38-30 with 7:23 to go in the game. Man, got to come up with some answers offensively now for Huron. Hilton Hines into the front court, Hampton Hines right wing, gets a screen, dribbles right, here's the roll, and Simmonsma to the hoop and is fouled. We'll see if they call that in the act of shooting Hermanson. We'll pick up her second personal, and they'll say feet on the floor, no shots, and Huron will inbound it on the baseline. And now we have a whistle away from the ball, and there's that moving screen called on Kenzie Simmonsma, or is it on Heinen? It's on Heinen, and Heinen picks up her fourth. Boy, Huron gets called for a lot of moving screens. Aberdeen a chance to open up a double-digit lead with 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Withers up top, Burkhardt work the perimeter. Left side door. Just keep working the perimeter. Lob in. Hermanson overthrown. Burkhardt can't save it. It'll turn over to the Huron Tigers. Davis in. Heinen out for Huron. 6:51 to go in the game. Aberdeen 38, Huron 30. Bounce pass, Hilton Hines, and again, she'll just be checked full court, this time by Yeski. Hines into the front court, dribbles to the right, comes back left, Allie Davis. Davis gets the screen, top of the key, flips back to Simmonsma. Hilton Hines on the right side. Hilton gets a screen, goes into the paint, left side Hampton Hines. Hampton, screen not there, right side Simmonsma. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hampton, three-point shot, top of the key, no good, back of the iron, and Hermanson clears the board for Aberdeen Central into front court quickly. Comes Yeski, kick out, wide open three, Burkhardt, it's short, and out of bounds, and Hermanson can't save it, it'll be here on ball. 6:09 to go in the game, 38-30, Aberdeen leading here on. Huron working against the pressure. Hilton Hines, cross-court Davis. Davis will get across the timeline. Right side now, Hilton Hines into the offense. Screen out there from Simmonsma. Hilton will dribble off to the right. Back up top, Hampton Hines at the key. Hampton will drive, split the double team. Layup too strong. Oh, a great look. Did not go. That kind of sums up the evening for Huron. Aberdeen into the front court, lob low post, tipped away by Simmonsma. Burkhardt gets it, kicks it back out. Withers for three, it's off the mark. out of bounds and will turn over to the Huron Tigers. Aberdeen was 6 of 13 from the field in the third quarter, and as I said, all it's going to take is a couple of shots by either team, and somebody's going to get an advantage. Unfortunately, it was Aberdeen there in the third quarter. Huron was 4 of 12 from the field in the third quarter. Inbounds, nearly stolen, but Hilton Hines gets control. She'll dribble up the floor, weave through traffic into the front court, still on the dribble. Down to the block, to the hoop. Count it, she's fouled. Tough break for Aberdeen. Hermanson defended it pretty well. Hilton Hines kind of put her shoulder in and initiated the contact, but you got to make your breaks where you can. Hilton with a dozen and a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Hermanson picks up her third. Hilton Hines' free throw is short. Hermanson pulls down the board. 38-32 here on back within six. Aberdeen into the front court. Waldo back into the game for Aberdeen, as is like. Withers on the right side. I think the starting five is out there for Aberdeen now. Drive into the hoop. Withers up, no good. Gets her own rebound and is fouled from behind by Hilton Hines. Forced a missed shot, but then can't grab the rebound, and Hilton Hines picks up her fourth foul. Hilton Hines and Heinen have four. Simmonsma has three. Heinen back into the game, replacing James. 5:02 to go in the game. Aberdeen will inbound on the baseline. Lob will come up, tipped by Hermanson. She'll track it down in the backcourt, or out by the timeline, I should say. Burkhardt up top. And a foul going to go on Simmonsma. That's number four on Kenzie. So Hilton Hines, Heinen, and Simmonsma with four fouls for Huron. Third team on Huron, so no bonus yet with 4:55 to go in the game. Aberdeen will inbound by their team bench. Finally get it up top. Waldo will get Aberdeen in the offense. Right side Burkhardt. Like has it on the wing. Like looking inside, trying to post up Burkhardt. Here's the lob into Burkhardt, knocked away and stolen. Simmonsma, a nice front job there. And here comes Hampton Hines with the steal down the floor. Slapped away from behind, ball on the floor, will end up with a jump ball. Possession, Aberdeen. 4:35 to go in the game. 38-32, Aberdeen. And Aberdeen going to use their first timeout. 38-32, Aberdeen, 4:35 to go. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
For with incredible savings, it's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
4:34 to go in the game. Aberdeen using their first timeout. Huron comes out with full court pressure. And there's a foul on Allie Davis as she put the hip into Waldo. Allie with her first foul, but now four team on Huron. And Aberdeen will have the bonus for the rest of the ball game on the next foul. James in, Davis out for Huron. Aberdeen will inbound it in the backcourt. Still a six-point game. 4:25 to go into the front court. Aberdeen, Waldo gets by Simmonsma, goes on the baseline. Ball deflected by James, but Waldo comes back with it. Hermanson, cross-court, Dorr. Dorr will go baseline, has a lane blocked by Heinen. It'll still be Aberdeen ball out of bounds. Now we have a break here as Allison James, I think, maybe got injured. The official's over talking to her, and while Allie Davis just going to come in for her. Didn't see what happened there. But Allie Davis will come in as James comes out, and the trainer will come and visit with her. Maybe she got poked in the eye or something. I can't really tell from here. Inbounds Aberdeen. Like will lob it all the way out to Dorr up top. Almost traveled. Right side, Waldo flips back to Dorr in the wing. Low post, Hermanson, double team, shoots over it, banks it in for two. She uses that window so well. 8 points, or 10 points, excuse me, for Hermanson to lead eight. 40-32 Aberdeen. We're inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Hilton Hines has Hampton on the right wing. Hampton gets a screen, now comes back the other way, leans in, baseline, got it. Hampton Hines with the bucket. She's got eight. Back within six, 40-34. Double team still in the backcourt. And Waldo comes across, gets it up front to a Dorr. Cut off back in the middle. Aberdeen can set it up. Burkhard, right side, Like in the corner. Like waiting for somebody to cut. Back up top to Dorr. Reverse left side, Waldo. Go inside, the ball to Hermanson. Goes back door to Burkhard. Shoots over Heinen. Count it. She's fouled, and that's number five on Heinen. Heinen pretty frustrated as she walks away from the play. Burkhard will have a chance for the and one. And Heinen fouls out of the game with 3:13 to go. Again, if I remember right, she did not have any fouls at halftime and fouls out here in the second half. James back into the game for Huron as Burkhart looks to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Burkhart now with 13 to lead Aberdeen, make it 14 as she knocks down the free throw. Aberdeen up 9, 43-34 with 3:10 to go in the game. Huron's got to find offense somewhere. Hilton Hines dribbles off to the right, drives, goes through the double team, forced up a shot, did get contact, two free throws on the way for Hilton Hines. 3:01 to go in the game. Aberdeen 43, Huron 34. Two shots pending for sophomore Hilton Hines. Hilton with a dozen to lead Huron in scoring tonight. First free throw is good. We got 10 for Hampton Hines on the scoreboard. I must be missing one on her. Fouls on Waldo, her fourth. Second free throw, in and out, no good. The lead is 8, 43-35 inside of 3 minutes to go in the game. Into the front court, Burkhard. They break the press, get it off to Dorr. She'll set the offense. Like on the right wing. Back up top to Donut. Donut, top of the key, flips left side. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Allie Davis will still be Aberdeen possession. Aberdeen can be content to use some shot clock. They already got it down to 13 seconds as they inbound in front of their team bench. Inbounds comes in the corner to Like. Lob in, low post, get it to Hermanson. Back door, count it. She's fouled. Boy, very little, if any, contact with Simmonsma, but Simmonsma picks up the foul. And that'll be number five on Simmonsma. She fouls out with 2:35 to go, and now both six-footers have been fouled out of the game. That'll bring Tatum Peterson in, and Hermanson will have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. She has 12 points in the game. Now it's going to be awful tough for Huron with both bigs out of the game. Free throw is good for Hermanson. And Aberdeen up 11, 46-35. I believe their biggest lead of the game. 2.5 minutes to go. Hilton Hines drives, cut off. Peterson, one dribble, now gives to Allie Davis. Top of the key, Hampton Hines dribbles left. Peterson on the baseline. Stepped on the baseline, out of bounds. Turnover. No, is it a foul on Aberdeen? I think they called a foul on Aberdeen and not out of bounds on Huron. Hermanson will pick up the foul. That'll be her fourth foul. Next foul in Aberdeen puts Huron in the bonus. A lot of work to do, though, down 11 for the Huron Tigers. Inbounds Davis on the left wing. Get it to Hampton Hines up top. Hampton trying to use a screen. Right side Peterson. Peterson, couple of dribbles. Hampton Hines, three off the right wing. Missed the shot, but a foul going to go on Aberdeen as Tatum Peterson got plowed over setting the screen. And Tatum Peterson at the line to shoot two. Foul is on Donut, her second. Two shots for Tatum Peterson. First free throw is no good, short. Huron has missed some free throws here right now. Huron 1 of 4 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Second shot for Tatum Peterson is good, 1 out of 2. We have a timeout here on 2:09 to go in the game. Aberdeen up 10, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
2:09 to go in the game. Aberdeen leading Huron 46-36. Huron with two timeouts left. Foul in the backcourt on Huron, just on the inbound, so hardly any time goes off the clock, and Doors runs down the floor. She's going to shoot free throws. Emma Doerr, 2 for 2 from the line. That's her 2 points. Foul on Hampton Hines is her second. But again, Aberdeen extending the lead here up 46-36, and two free throws here. First one is short, no good. She'll get one more. One more shot. Now we have a whistle, and what are we doing here? Official talking to Hermanson about something. Well, I think they were going to try and swap spots on the lane, and they did it too late, and the official said, no, Hermanson, you have to go back out front. Doerr, second free throw is good, 1 out of 2. 47-36 as we near 2 minutes to go in the game. Hilton Hines into the front court, dribbles off to the left, wants to drive, kicks back to Allie Davis, top of the key. Now Hampton Hines dribbles left. In the corner, Hilton Hines, Hilton left wing, now Hampton Hines. Long three by Hampton is good. Hampton drains a deep three. Here on back within 8, 47-39, 13 for Hampton. And in the back court, Allie Davis with the foul. You don't want to be obvious about it. And that will bring Taylor Like to the free throw line, I believe, to shoot two. Second foul on Allie Davis. And Taylor Like at the line to shoot two, has one bucket in the game. She has two free throws pending here. Free throw is no good. Minute 38 to go. One more free throw for Like of Aberdeen. Hits that one, 1 out of 2. 48-39, the lead 9 for Aberdeen with a minute 36 to go. Hilton Hines pushes into the front court, left-handed dribble into the paint, stops. Hampton, another three, left elbow, that one no good. Hermanson rips down the rebound, then gets hammered, and she'll go to the free throw line. Hampton Hines picks up her third, and Hermanson will shoot two. Hermanson with 13 points in the game. She is 1 for 3 from the free throw line. Now the officials are having a conversation. And, yep, they're going to call intentional foul on Hampton Hines. So two free throws, and Aberdeen will get the ball out of bounds. Golden Eagle side likes the call. The black and orange side, not so much. So intentional foul, so two shots for Hermanson. Well, had everybody lined up on the line, they took their time to make that call. Free throw is good for Hermanson. And Kiki Eagle Star will come in for Hampton Hines. Second shot for Hermanson. She gets it. Now Aberdeen will get the ball out of bounds. So lead back at 11, 50-39 with a minute 26 to go. And now a timeout, Aberdeen. 50-39, Aberdeen closing in on the win. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Minute 26 to go in the game, and Aberdeen will inbound off the Golden Eagle timeout. Dorr brings the ball into the front court. Aberdeen pretty much took control of the game here in the second half. Made some free throws, made some big threes in the third. That's what really opened some space for them. Donut back into the game outside, guarded by Peterson. Huron's going to empty the bench here on the next whistle as we hit 1 minute to go in the game. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Go inside Hermanson, double teamed, high off glass for two. And now they're going to blow the whistle just to let the subs come in. Jaylee Noyes, Jinzi Gergen, Chloe Carr, and Haley Rogers in for Huron. Now Aberdeen will do the same and sub out their starters with 54 seconds to go. So Aberdeen will move to 9-6. Huron will drop to 6-10. Burkhardt didn't know she was supposed to come out. So Huron Tigers will have to regroup. A week off for Huron, and that's probably going to be welcome all around for everybody. A lot of games played here in a short span of time, most of them on the road. Chloe Carr outside, dribbles to the free throw line, kicks back to Eagle Star. Overhand pass, nearly stolen, but picked up Haley Rogers. Rogers back up top. Jinzi Gergen grabs it. Gergen, a couple of dribbles. Left side, Eagle Star. Eagle Star looking inside. Now Rogers. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Carr has to do something here. Try to get it to Gergen, and it's stolen by Aberdeen. And Aberdeen will probably just dribble out the clock and put this game in the books. Aberdeen pulls away in the second half. Well, I guess we're going to run some offense here anyway with the shot clock off. 3-2-1. And Aberdeen will pulls away in the second half. Defeats here on 52-39. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Aberdeen takes control of the game in the third quarter, and they cruise to the win, 52-39. Aberdeen outscored Huron in the second half, 36-22. As they pick up the win here. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, not a lot of activity, at least East River, for basketball. Watertown defeated Sioux Falls Roosevelt girls game 50-25. That's the only other double-A score, East River, tonight. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. We'll dive into the stats and talk to Coach Kaufman, pick our first National Bank player of the game. 2 minutes, though, on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Aberdeen Central takes the girls' game here tonight, 52-39. Remember, the boys will do likewise, but tomorrow night up in Aberdeen, here on at Aberdeen Boys, that'll be again 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off here on Tiger 95. Here on girls now off for a week, and again, it's been a long road to get here. A lot of road games, a lot of travel, And they'll get a week off, but then turn around and go back-to-back next Thursday and Friday. Remember, next Thursday is the makeup from last month with Sioux Falls Lincoln. So that next Thursday night game is not on the schedule, but on your original schedule, I should say. But that is the makeup from last month, Lincoln. That'll be here at the arena next Thursday night. Here's the rundown on the scoring for Aberdeen, now 9-6 on the season. They had three in double figures. Taryn Hermanson led the way with 17 points, really came along in the second half. Lauren Burkhardt had 14 and 10 for Katie Withers. 4 points for Airlie Waldo. 2 points for Madison Miller. 2 points for Ava Yeske, Kaylee Donut. I'm looking at the wrong column. Let's go to that one. Yeah, okay, let's start that over again. 17 for Taryn Hermanson, 14 for Lauren Burkhardt, 10 for Katie Withers, then 5 points for Taylor Like, 3 points Kennedy Withers, 3 points for Kaylee Donut. For the Huron Tigers, now 6-10 on the season, 13 points apiece for Hilton Hines and Hampton Hines. Then it was 2 points for Allie Davis, 2 points for Lizzie Heinen. I think Allie Davis had four, though. 4 points for Allison Janes, 5 points for Tatum Peterson. Shooting in the game, Aberdeen 17 of 42 for 40.5%. 3-point arc, 5 of 17 for 29%. For Huron, 12 of 39 from the field, 31%. 5 of 19 on the threes for 26%. Free throw shooting, Aberdeen went 13 of 18. Huron was 10 of 16. Aberdeen, a big advantage rebounding, 34 rebounds for Aberdeen, 20 for Huron. Aberdeen, 9 rebounds for Taryn Hermanson, 7 for Lauren Burkhardt. For Huron, Lizzie Heinen had 6 rebounds to lead the way there. Each team had 13 turnovers, and those are the stats tonight as Aberdeen defeats Huron 52-39. I see the team is out on the floor. Expect Coach Kaufman to be up here shortly to visit. We'll talk about this one. Pick that First National Bank player of the game as well. We'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes. Return here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Is checking debt actually free? No fees or minimum. And now, no overdraft fees. It's ever so personal, with people to help every step of the way. And easy, with a mobile app that allows you to deposit checks and manage your accounts wherever you are. So make the switch so you can do more with the Great Big Small Bank. Visit fnbo.com to learn more or stop on by. FNBO Free Checking. It's ever so free. Member FDIC. Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brand. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
continue on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, joins us here. Tigers fall here tonight, 52-39. And, coach, from a defensive standpoint, for the most part, I thought we played pretty well. But for me, the key just goes back to the beginning of the game. We got up 5-0 right away. Felt like we had momentum. Aberdeen was struggling to get into their offense, but we just couldn't open up that lead and maybe make them play a little differently, and then it just stayed tight until they got hot in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in the first half, you know, our defense kept us in the game, right? You know, we battled and we made it tough. I mean, Hermanson, I don't think, got anything inside the lane in that first half, and we were there on all of our double teams, and we executed what we were supposed to execute in the first half, especially on the defensive end. And on offense, you know, you have games like that where the ball isn't going to, you know, doesn't go through the hoop, and it is what it is. But, you know, in the first half, it's kind of the, you know, repeat of Tuesday night, right? Come out in the first half, and we battle, and we play really hard, and we play really good, and we go into halftime, and, you know, our girls already are defeated. You know, I think some of them, you know, are frustrated because they can't make shots, are frustrated because they don't get their own shot, and those type of things just aren't, you know, those aren't on the recipe for winning basketball games. We got to be more positive. We got to be more together, and we can't care who gets what and when they want it, you know. And that's what changed in my mind from the first half to the second half was, you know, we didn't stick together, and then we sure as heck didn't execute as well as we should have especially in the fourth quarter, but late third quarter, early fourth quarter.
You know, that, you know, they started to hit some open threes. You knew they had the two post players that were going to get them some points, but when they can knock down threes, that just makes them a real dangerous team, and that's what happened in the third quarter.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but we knew their shooters, right? We knew Burkhardt was a good shooter. We knew 23 was a really good shooter. That's part of the execution, right? And, yeah, they're going to get one, but it's when they get multiples, that's when we got in trouble, was when they scored, you know, when they hit multiple shots. Now, credit to them, they had some people outside of, you know, their, you know, between Hermanson and Burkhardt and number 23, they had some girls make some shots, but you know what? So did we. You know, I thought Allison James played really good basketball tonight. I thought Tatum Pearson played really good basketball tonight. So those guys did their part coming off the bench. First quarter, I thought we did a good job of attacking. Yeah, we didn't make shots, but in the second half, then it was just back to, you know, running around, setting a ball screen, and just standing and watching. So, you know, again, if we don't have everybody on the floor, you know, attacking and being aggressive, we're in trouble.
And First National Bank player of the game is Tatum Pearson. The last couple of weeks, she's really come on. She gives you energy off the bench. She's not afraid to stick her nose in there. She's willing to play the hard defense. Got the big charge last weekend out in Sturgis. Brought 5 points off the bench. You know, for her, you know, she just has to be energy, play defense, and points are a bonus. And like I said, she contributed 5 off the bench.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's a testament to Tatum. You know, sometimes she doesn't play very many minutes, but she's always ready to go. And a positive, fun-loving kid, right? You know, we always have fun with Tatum. But I think Tatum sees the writing on the wall that, hey, this is my fifth to last game, you know, regular season game, and she's going to step up and do everything. I don't think some of our other seniors feel that right now, right? I think, you know, they're taking this for granted, and when it ends, it's going to be done, and they're going to wish that they changed a few things. So Tatum, you know, Tatum not doing, you know, stepping up and doing that stuff, again, is a testament to the type of kid she is. And, you know, Tatum's going to get rewarded with some more playing time because of what she's been giving us.
So now a week off. I think this is welcome for everybody. It's been a long run to get here. We talked about in the pregame, at least we were at home tonight, but you've had a lot of games on the road, a lot of long bus rides on the road. Now a week off, and then, of course, you go back-to-back due to that makeup game on Thursday, but probably a day off or two is going to do well for everybody, and then get ready to go for the final 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, we're at the stretch run now, right? 2 weeks of regular season, a week to get ready for SODAC. So, yeah, we got some much-needed time off. We're going to give the girls off Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back on Monday and get ready for Lincoln, and then turn around and go to Watertown. So, much-needed time off. There's, you know, I challenge the girls after the game, you know, to go and find out if this is, you know, really what they want to do, because you know, again, as I touched on, I didn't think that, you know, I didn't think that our heart and our spirits were in it, especially in the second half. And if it's not something that they want to do, you know, be honest and tell us, and we'll find someone else that wants to do it. But the second half, especially tonight, you know, we got to apologize to these great Huron fans in the community, because that isn't Huron Tiger basketball, and that's not what I represent as a coach. And we're going to get that fixed and hopefully be better on Thursday.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a final timeout of 1 minute. Wrap it up here from the arena on Dakota Sports.